Well, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening in and joining us on the Australian Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Jarrett, physical performance coach, health club owner, fitness educator, and yes, all-round fitness geek. I'm the guy who probably trains on Christmas Day. I would rather lift a barbell than drink a beer, and I'm a student of all things training and physical improvement. So what are we all about here at the Australian Fitness Podcast? Let me set the scene for you. If you've dabbled in training, exercise, weight loss, muscle gain, getting stronger, getting leaner, running further, or have even the slightest interest in fitness and training, I think you'll get a lot out of this podcast. Episode 1, Australian Fitness Podcast. So this is a short episode. It's about 12 minutes long. All I do in this little prologue is to set the scene about who I am, my background, my time in the fitness industry, and who I've worked with and how that's shaped me, and also talk about the type of guests that we're going to get onto this podcast and what we're going to talk to them about. And as a fitness enthusiast and as a listener to the podcast, how you're going to benefit from that, what you're going to take away, some insights, some inspiration, some motivation, some tips and some tricks, and I guess a better understanding of the background in the Australian fitness industry and what makes it tick, and I guess the movers and the shakers and the people that are sort of setting the scene in the industry today. So we hope you enjoy this. Have a listen to the prologue, and that will give you a really good understanding of future episodes that you'll be able to tune into. I've been working in this fitness industry field for a long time. When I say a long time, probably close to nearly 30 years, which would make me a little bit of a grandfather, a little bit of a grandpop in the fitness industry, which is cool because generally, you know, if you've been around any field or industry for a long period of time, it gives you almost instant credibility. Sometimes, though, you know, people will reserve judgment until they talk to you and see what it is that you do and how you go about it. But certainly in the Australian fitness industry, life expectancy can be pretty short. So I think what I want to bring to this podcast is a combination of my experience, a combination of my thoughts, opinions, beliefs, philosophies, approaches, strategies, and all those things that go to allowing me to do what I've done over many, many years, and that's both with general population and elite athletes, grassroots athletes as well. So that's been fun times working with young athletes who are really just trying to aspire to be better from one day to the next, as well as national level and international level athletes that are at the top of their game and on the world stage. And the thing that I've always been able to do and juggle is a combination of working with the athletic population and the general fitness population, which requires different skills, and obviously you're dealing with different people, different physical capabilities, but more often than not, it's about having different goals and different aspirations. So general population people are there to get fitter, get leaner, get stronger, feel better, function better, live longer, whereas your athletic population are there to quite often win or be the best that they can be in their chosen event, sport, field. So what I want to do with this podcast is draw on those experiences, draw on my qualifications. Obviously, there's a bit of university study and extra development and professional development that's gone into my career, which I think is critical and not really valued enough in the Australian fitness scene. I think that people are far too quick to place an emphasis on how a trainer might physically appear, look, or function, rather than their knowledge and their learning and their professional development, which to me is more critical. And I want to talk to people about how they've managed that, how they've forged a career. As I said earlier, life expectancy in the fitness industry is pretty short. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's quite common for people to go off and get themselves qualified as a fitness instructor, as a PT, and not really last more than 18 months to 2 years in the fitness game, because it is a difficult industry to establish yourself in. It's very competitive. It's very it's very crowded, and quite often people will give up in terms of forging their career and developing a business or a brand for themselves before they really give it the opportunity, because it takes a while. Now, I've got one guy who's worked at my club for 12 months, and he's only now starting to get a feel for what it takes day in, day out to actually attract clients, manage clients, get results with clients, and build up a following of clients so that people come to him and ask to be trained by him rather than stumbling across his services accidentally. They actually know who he is, what he does, and how he goes about his job, and they request him. And to get to that stage, it takes anyone some time. And like I said, I mean, in talking to some of these people will hopefully give listeners of this podcast an insight into what happens in the background of the fitness industry and why some people manage to succeed and why others don't, and what does that success look like? Is it monetary? Is it brand success? Is it longevity? Is success defined by longevity? I think part of it would be in any field. If you last, you know, 2 years in an industry, whether it be building or plumbing or electricals or the fitness game, if you only last a short space of time, then, you know, maybe you really haven't developed that success to the point where you could have or should have. And the guests that I want to get on this podcast are people that have achieved significant things in the fitness game and have longevity in their career and do have a brand, obviously, but they do have the ability to impact people and get results and develop people, you know, in terms of their physical performance and their physical abilities. So it's going to be a case of scratching under the surface and finding out what makes these people tick. And, you know, some of them will be, I think, household names that many people in the fitness industry will have heard of or have seen in some way, shape or form. And some of them will be people that you've never heard of, but they will be people that I've brought onto the podcast because they have achieved something which I think to be fairly significant, fairly special, and because they have some skills or abilities or approaches that I think will benefit or have benefited and will continue to benefit the Australian fitness scene. It is a highly competitive scene at that. Social media has taken things to a whole new level. Some of it really good, some of it really shit. But that's all social media in any field. And it's a case of sifting through the good and the bad and the in-between and trying to make some kind of informed assessment as to whether or not these people have got something worthwhile to listen to, as you know, whether they're saying something worthwhile that you should listen to, or whether or not they're just trying to build some form of brand and they're throwing out a wide net without really any substance behind it, which is often the case. I'm quite critical of it, of the role that social media plays in the fitness industry. I think that a lot of people, as in consumers of the fitness products and people, are quite disillusioned and quite stressed at times and quite unsure as to how they go about it and how they achieve their best result and their permanent change and their transformation and their best selves. And I think the fitness industry's got a lot to answer for in that regard. I want to talk to people about nutrition. I want to talk to people about supplementation, because that is a massive part of the industry, which most of it is quite unfounded, as well as the various products and fitness styles of training that are out there at the moment. There's more than ever. Like there's a gym for just about every person's specific need or specific taste, whether that be high intensity training, whether that be bodybuilding, whether that be triathlon, whether that be group training, whether that be body weight training, calisthenics, outdoor training. There's something for everyone. So, you know, the beauty of it all is that if you want to get involved in some kind of fitness activity, if you want to improve your physical fitness, health, wellness, performance, there's really not an excuse anymore, be it price point, be it style, be it knowledge, education. There's just no reason for most people not to actually get involved, which is pretty cool. The problem is that sometimes there's so many choices that people end up making perhaps the wrong choice, or they end up so confused by the myriad of options before them that they actually just don't embark on anything. So they don't actually jump in. So that's kind of where we're going to take this podcast. This is just an explanation of, I think, what you'll get when you tune in and listen to this, as well as insight into some pretty interesting people and what they've managed to do. So hope you enjoy. As I said, put your runners on, download your favorite playlist and take stuff away that you can implement into your own training experiences and your own fitness journeys. So let's get this thing rolling and let's have a bit of fun with it.